The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Discover a team that's always here to support you at All Care, taking care of communities across Ireland.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Harry Moseley, you're there, are you?
I am indeed, yes.
Okay, Terry, am I glad to hear your voice. Nobody needed to hear me dissecting the chronology of David Bowie albums. So, Terry, you're probably one of Ireland's leading amateur astronomers. And,
I deny it, but still.
Okay. But so you're going to talk to us about something that we can all do from the comfort and safety of our own homes at the moment, another little thing we can do at home, and that is a bit of stargazing.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, especially at this time of year when it gets dark early and you don't have to wait up late at night to see a nice dark sky. A lot of people are saying that they're really sort of... During this lockdown, they're getting a better chance to connect with nature, and that includes the beautiful night sky. Now, unfortunately, if you're in the middle of Dublin or Cork or Limerick or any other big city, you're not going to see all that much, although there are a couple of things I can point out. But certainly if you can get out into the country or if you live out in the country away from light pollution, the night sky at this time of year is absolutely amazing. There's one thing that you can see, as I say, from almost anywhere except maybe the very centre of a big city, and that is the International Space Station, the big football field-sized space station that passes over. It's passing over Ireland these evenings, up in really good passes until about the 2nd or 3rd of February. And it looks like a very bright star moving slowly across the sky, and anybody can see it. Now, you need to know just when and where to look, and there's a very good website, www.heavens-above.com. And all you do is just enter the name of your nearest town, whether it's Dublin or Dingle or wherever, and it will then give you the time and the direction to look for it. And it's really unmistakable. It's brighter than any of the stars most of the time, sometimes a bit fainter, but it moves right across the sky until it moves into the Earth's shadow, and it's doing a lovely series of passes at the moment right up until early February, so that's something you're looking out for on almost anywhere. But if you have a really good dark sky, go out and have a look for the most glorious constellation in the sky, Orion the Mighty Hunter. And the easy way to identify it is look for three stars in an almost straight line, almost the same brightness as each other, and equidistant apart. That's the
only pattern, is it?
That's the middle part of Orion, if you like, the belt of Orion. And if you look up to the upper left of that, you'll see a lovely bright reddish star called Betelgeuse, which was in the news a lot at the end of last year. And if you look to the lower right, where his right leg would be, his leg as we look at it on the right, is Rigel, which is a star that's 60,000 times brighter than the sun, but it just appears just like a star as it's so far away. And just at the moment, in fact, tonight and tomorrow night, you get a very, very good chance to identify Orion, because the moon will be just almost directly above the constellation. You can't really miss it. Three stars in a row. The bright orange one up to the upper left, the really bright white one to the lower right, and then if you look at the other corners, you see two other stars that are slightly fainter, and that those mark his shoulder and his other leg, and then a little group of fainter stars above that marks his head. Excuse me, and you can use Orion then to identify some of the other beautiful things to see in the sky.
Terry, can I interrupt you for 1 second? Are we doing this with the naked eye, or
we
don't need to have a telescope or anything?
You don't need anything. Nothing I've mentioned so far needs anything other than your naked eye. I'll talk about something at a wee moment that needs as best with binoculars. So if you go back to Orion's belt and follow the line of that up towards the right, you come to another orange star called Aldebaran, the eye of the bull, Taurus the bull. And it's surrounded by a group of fainter stars. But continue that line on a bit more, and you come to one of the loveliest sights in the sky, the Pleiades or the Seven Sisters, a lovely cluster of about seven stars that you can see with the naked eye. You won't see seven maybe if you're in a light-polluted area or if your eyes aren't so good. But if you have binoculars, have a look at that, and it's absolutely beautiful. You can see dozens, scores of stars with binoculars and hundreds with a good telescope. So that's really, really worth seeing. And again, you can see the cluster with the naked eye, but if you have binoculars or a small telescope, it's even better. And back to Orion's Belt again, and this time you follow it down in the other direction to the lower left,
okay.
And you come to Sirius, the brightest star in the sky. And this is interesting because it is brighter than our sun, still just looks like a little twinkling point of light, but it's only about a thousandth or roughly a thousandth as bright as Rigel, the other star in Orion that I mentioned earlier, but it happens to be quite close to us on the cosmic scale. It's one of the sort of dozen closest stars.
When you say quite close?
Yes, go ahead, Brendan.
When you say quite close?
Well, about 10 light years.
Okay.
And a light year is 6 million million miles or 9 million million kilometres.
So but when we look at Sirius, we're seeing what Sirius looked like 10 years ago, are we?
Roughly, yes, that order of magnitude. It's about eight and a half light years. It just use 10 as
extraordinary,
the right
isn't it?
Figure. Yes.
Terry, does it give
Rigel,
you...
You'd be seeing it as it was about 30,000 years ago. That's roughly
wow.
how far away it is. It's just mind-blowing when
yeah.
you talk about
is
astronomical
that part,
figures. This is what we're
yeah.
talking about.
Is that part of the buzz of it, like that? It the sense of vastness and
yes,
the enormity
it,
of time and everything and
yes.
and your own insignificance in it?
Absolutely. That's one of the fascinations. Our sun is just an ordinary star. It's one of 100,000 million or more in our own Milky Way galaxy. And, of course, it's important to us because it gives us the heat and light that we need to survive. But in the cosmic scale, it is just an insignificant little star. And it really does make you feel humble. And the other thing that I think is quite important, especially with all the political shenanigans going on around the world, if you look at the Earth as one little planet orbiting that star, we're insignificant. Our borders are not visible from space. We're all one species on this planet. And it really does put things into perspective. And when you think of all the other, we think millions of other planets in our galaxy, maybe tens or hundreds of millions, and that there may be intelligent life on some of those. Again, it puts everything into perspective.
It really, do you know what, Terry? You're kind of freaking me out now because I've got a sudden
yeah.
sense of the vastness of it all. Listen, that's fantastic. That might
okay.
get a few people going now. And I'd say good for the old mental health, definitely. As long as you don't think about it too much. Yeah. Terry Mosley from Irish Astronomers Association. Thank you very much. Let's take a break.
Email brendan@rte.ie.